You have to know, you have to understand, it's not suppression, it's correction.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it may take a while longer. Okay, it's a whole lot different than suppressing something. But hold up, don't worry about it. I'm gonna use this. It's a whole lot different. Don't worry about it, boy. Take it back up. You gotta be packing. I might fall down. And so, one of the things you can notice if you're aiming to do halfway right.
Yeah, halfway.
I'm never sluggish. I'm not sluggish no more. In the morning, in the evening, you're not gonna just kind of, well, I don't have that meat stacked up in me.
Yes, sir.
Taking the energy from my organ. See, you need to educate yourself. That's what I'm planning. You see, what we're doing is we're mixing the super with the natural. And by the same token, we're doing the supernatural also, because I believe that faith and herbs are God's way. All right?
Yes, sir.
In other words, you're doing yourself no harm. You can eat all the raw you want, all the herbs you want, it won't hurt you.
Right.
Okay? But basically what we have been doing is overeating the wrong thing. Yes. And another thing I want you to take note of, go ahead and sit down. Another thing I want you to take note of, you're not, assimilation and elimination. What you're putting in, what you're assembling, got a lot to do with your health. And then elimination, we're talking about your colon, and I think it's 5 elimination organ you have. We'll get to them in a little while. I'm gonna talk about the immune system, and I'm gonna talk about the lymphatic system. There's 2 systems that we need to know about, how they work and how they function.
Yes, sir.
So I'm gonna come by because I got some revelation. I'm gonna give you a principle about health from God's word that will help you immensely at this hour. Now, you're dealing with an oddball. You're dealing with a religious battle. You're dealing with a Pharisee thing, Sadducees. They want to know why you're going through all these things, why you're doing this. Just pray and the Lord gonna heal you.
Right.
No. The Lord cannot heal you if you continue to, hear my word, disheal yourself by constantly, notice the word I'm using, constantly eating the wrong thing.
Yes, sir.
And we have done that. Yes, we've constantly, I have.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else here with me?
Yes,
constantly, just yes, eat what you feel like. Think about health, but eat something else.
Right.
We think about health, but we eat something else.
Yes, sir.
And, I'm getting a report from people who are losing weight, which is good. They feel better about themselves, self-image. That is good also. Now, another thing, the herbs has medical factors in them, but the main thing that the herb is doing is rebuilding.
Right.
The fruits are cleansing, and the vegetables are helping with the rebuilding process with enzyme and minerals and various things that your cells are calling for.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I say these 3 things I always will talk about: what you're putting in, what's coming out. The colon is so important that you have the right bowel movement. The 3rd thing is, are you willing to change?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these statistics are so important. If you've been dealing with something 15 years, you have to give it 15 months. Look how gracious God is. You, 15 years doing wrong can be corrected in 15 months doing right. What a ratio, a month to a year. I thought that was terrific. And then another grave hope in all of this is that in 30 days, you have new blood. We're going to find some things out how fast, how much circulation your blood is. It's those two systems, your blood system, that's the only one I knew about. And then the lymphatical system is another system that is moving around with fluid in it. I think it's 45. I'll give it to you in a little while. 45 points, I think. I'm not sure, a quarter, whatever. I'll tell you. But in 3 months, I have new blood. In 11 months, I have new organs and new tissue. See, I never knew that. I never knew that. Then 2 years, a new bone. And, you know, give or take a few months. Heck, if, you know, if I can do something in 11 months, 13 months, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to get no calendar and just start drawing. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Uh-huh. And then you, on the third week, you had something else. You know? No, I talk about myself right now. I've been off dairy product and meat for 12, 13 weeks now. I'm getting where I can do without it. Yeah. And then I know what it's doing, what it has been doing to me. And so you, and then you have to become, I don't want y'all to get stuck on Tim, Jim, or nobody else. You got to be your own physician. See, because what all you're going to do is depend on him for everything. That's not what I'm telling you, neither me. You're going to have to come to your own good senses.
Yes, sir.
And know how to take care of yourself. Because Tim going to get in his bed, I'm going to get in my bed, you going to get in your bed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And see, once you know something for yourself, we're always looking for this hero. We don't need no hero. We need some information, and we need to know this information and carry it out ourselves. Okay? All right?
Yes, sir.
Make sure you get information. Now, I'm going to take you through a lot of things today. Let me give you this health principle. This health principle. The secret of living in divine physical health. That's what we're going to talk about. The secret of living in divine physical health. Here's the principle. I have principles. I have affirmation. It's so important that you affirm what you believe in and what you heard. Health is a magnificent gift from God. Here's the principle. And I have decided to have and cooperate with him in all my being. That's a good principle to hold on to that. You see, you read that over and over. Health is a magnificent gift from God, and I've decided to have and cooperate with him in all my being.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. See, okay. Now, let me tell you a few things about, I want to look at these two systems, then I'm going to give you some scriptures. We're going to deal with some scriptures, but I want to look at something. I looked over these notes, and it had something here about herbs that I want to tell you about. So just give me a little time to find that. Hallelujah. Almost missed a meeting. Where Ron at? He done missed me. Where Ron at? Herbs. Herbs are not a magic pill. Write it down because you need to know that. Not a magic pill. You get that from the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Not a magic pill. Most diseases are created from not only genetic constitution from your family, but a lifestyle that you promoted to get sick.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it up there long enough for you to get that. Yeah. Put a sheet. You need to get that. You need to shoot a picture or do something. Because I need you dealing with it. How many pounds you lost?
About 22
pounds. Uh-huh. Most diseases are created from not only genetic constitution, so the genetic has something to do with it, from your family, but a lifestyle that you promoted to get sick. And probably your family promoted the same lifestyle to get sick, and so it's been running from one to another one. You got that? See, you got to educate yourself. Now, here's something you need to know. And to get well It's not just going to be a matter of taking a herb.
But
what the last part say? You have the chain. Tell the person next to you, you have the chain. Come on, all the herb you've been eating, you have the chain. What you putting in there with those herbs?
Yeah.
So it's a lifestyle. We're talking about a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Lifestyle. And a lifestyle meaning I don't want to, it ain't got to be all scary. I mean, if you eat something, it ain't going to kill that one thing, it don't kill you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not behind the door watching you.
Yeah.
I got to try to help myself, you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I don't want you to be all condemning. You almost missed the meeting. I don't want to be condemning. So in order to get well, it's not just going to be a matter of taking an herb. You have to change.
Yes, sir.
You have to change. Six or seven things you got to change. The lifestyle, there it go. Other category. Mm-hmm. The environment, like the environment in your kitchen. Get some of that stuff out the cabinet.
Right.
You know if it's there, you're going to find it struggling in there. You're going to find it going there and get a piece.
Yeah.
Get it out the house.
Yeah, that's right.
At least you do stand a chance. You got to go to the store to get it.
Right, yeah.
Understanding the elimination channel, there's five of them. We'll get to them. Five of them. Of the body. Nutrition food program. Exercise. Blood circulation. Change attitude. Because how you think got something to do with this too.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, we've been so sick we think sick.
Yeah.
We talk about sickness.
Right. Yeah.
How long you had it.
Yeah.
How bad do it hurt? You know, people. And that's how you're going to get well. So you got those lists. I'm gonna let you get them. It's a lifestyle. It's not a moment.
Right.
It's not a visit to an office. It's a lifestyle. And what the herbs are doing are rebuilding your organs, so your organs can do what they were designed to do without fighting all this other mess.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all understanding that?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. So there ain't no magic pill.
Right.
You have to know what these things are doing for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Here's what I want you to know. Herbs are for cleansing, detoxing, detoxifying, and rebuilding our entire body. Cleansing, come on, cleansing.
Cleansing.
Detoxifying. You know what detoxifying mean, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Getting the toxin out, right?
Toxin
you know what toxin are, right?
Poison.
Right. So now, those of you who are still on your medicine, nothing wrong with that. You're going to finally be able to get off. But you're going to have to take a little longer because you're detoxifying and you're trying to hold this thing together and you're putting some toxin in there with the medicine. But listen to what I'm saying. That's okay. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Because your organ will get so strong until they're going to be released and they're going to start changing things.
Yeah.
Okay. But I want you to remember these three things. Why I'm eating all this raw food? Mm-hmm. Why I got to eat fruit and just barely cook my food?
Yeah.
So I won't cook all the enzyme and the life out of it.
Right.
Okay. Those three things. Cleansing.
Detoxing.
Come on now.
Yes,
I'm three words. Cleansing,
yes,
detoxifying, rebuilding. See, this give you courage. Even like nothing not happening, you know that I'm cleansing, I'm detoxifying, and I'm rebuilding.
Yes, sir.
I'm rebuilding. You get that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm telling you right now, I've been around a while. I never heard nothing like this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, but when I get on something, I go after it.
Yes,
I want to know all about it. You see what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So the disease cannot stay when this happens.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Amen. See, the organs go free again.
Yes, sir.
To do what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
You see, we'll look at the immune system and see what a fight that the immune system is a defense system.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But if the immune system don't have your cooperation, it's losing.
Yeah.
It's losing. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't panic if you have a few numbers that don't obey you. They finally gonna obey. They're bluffing you. They're gonna have to, because when that organ gets strength again, that organ know what to do. And especially, you listening? If it has your help. Now, I'm gonna tell you too, my organ had no help. Anybody else yet? Absolutely, I ate what I want. Chocolate cake, oh, yeah it is, babe. Give me two pieces. You know the chocolate cake we used to eat. Ron used to bring it from New Orleans for us. And he wouldn't eat it. He bring it, wouldn't eat it, because one day his suit started busting out on him. So he had a table, Phil trying to egg him on. He said, no, I don't want none. Wonder, I mean a good eating cake, but it was just killing me. All right, now, I love that, the cleansing, detoxifying, rebuilding. Say it again. Everybody understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I told you our body produces new blood every 90 days, new organ every 11 months, new bone every 2 years. That is why it's so important that we build and strengthen our body with the best natural nutrients that God has given us, the herb. Yes, sir. That new scripture I brought, one Psalm 104:14 was it? That new scripture? Let's look at it, because we always want to base the natural and the supernatural. Psalm 104, I think it was in, right? That was a scripture that we had, unheard of scripture. We hadn't even touched it. Psalm 104:14. Amen. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, what does not come out of the earth is not food.
Right, yes, sir.
Not for me.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, come on, Apostle.
Right.
Not for me.
So, I got them cars, though. They didn't sell all of them yet.
Yeah.
But they didn't come out of the earth.
Right.
My.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, pig come out of the earth.
No.
Right? Right?
Yeah, right.
You show me a car come out the earth, I'll eat it. Now, so we are organic.
Yes,
our bodies.
Yes, sir.
And we need to put organic food in our system
to
build our system and make it strong, detoxify, build, and strengthen our system. Let me read this again because it's so important. This is why it's so important that we build and strengthen our body. Build and strengthen. Build, do what?
Build and strengthen.
How many of y'all feel better?
Yes, sir.
Well, I feel so much better, you know.
Yes, sir.
And every now and then, you know, you get a sweet. Oh, yeah, it come, baby.
Yeah.
Don't tell me, baby, it come. You better go get you a plum. You better go get you a plum or apple or something. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
More than ever. Yeah, more than ever. Because he know where you're going. He know what you're doing. You notice I don't even mention the enemy.
Yeah, right.
But the enemy is not doing this to you.
No.
Yeah, come on.
What? You doing this to yourself. That is why it's so important that we build and strengthen. Those two words are important, so put them down and circle them. Build and strengthen. You can go back, you're getting a little discouraged, you're getting a little lazy about it. Go back and read some of this stuff and it'll give you more courage,
right.
You see.
Yes, right.
That's why I want to give you all this information.
Yeah.
Build and strengthen our body with the best natural nutrients that God has given us, the herb.
Yeah.
Remember that we came from the earth, belong to the earth. Just like our ancestors, we should heal ourselves using what the earth provides for us.
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting that?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then you got to remember that your body is made up of 70% of water.
Yes.
So good water and good herbs are a divine combination.
Yes, sir.
Helping you, you see. Yes, your body get that water, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Our body cannot function without water. We need plenty of water through the combination of the herb with the water is very powerful and effective. You heard what I say?
Yes, sir.
The combination of the herb with water is very powerful and effective. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get into supernatural in a few minutes, but I'm going to go to another education aspect. The immune system and lymphatic system. The immune system, I wish you put that up so y'all can know how to spell it, and be able, and the immune and lymphatic system, they're both two systems, we're gonna break them down. One, the immune system is to protect and defend. Mm-hmm. Things start coming there wrong, you get the fighting, boy.
Yes, sir.
We just didn't put too much in there.
Yeah.
And the other is to release and dump.
Yeah. Right.
We gotta dump.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that super lax should get you where every time you eat about an hour and a half, then it's real gentle because when you know you got to go out somewhere, it don't jump on you, you know. That super lax is educated, man. That's what they tell you about them pills. Uh-huh. So, but none of this no good without. I just got to say, ladies, bowel movement. None of it's no good. You can't be building these organs up and can't go to the elimination channel.
Right.
It ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that happen is go to a doctor and let them take your colon out.
Yeah.
And you wear a bag the rest of your life. The worst thing that happened, little girl did that. I told you about the little girl.
Yeah.
They did that to a little girl. She was 16 years old. She had a party, she had a pretty dress on. She was dancing with her boyfriend and the bag came loose.
Yeah.
And she went upstairs and killed herself.
Yeah.
Exactly happened. And so, thank God, God protected us a long time, man.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to be wise about this, all right? All right, hear about the immune system. Everybody say the immune system.
Immune system.
All right, the immune system is a network of cells, tissues, and organs that work together to defend the body against attack by foreign invaders, or is the body defense against infectious organism that try to enter.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna let that just, you ain't get much as you can of that because that is so powerful that God, I wonder why God put that in us, to protect us, you see.
That's right.
Remember that scripture, right? Psalm 139, 14?
Yes.
We're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous. Uh-huh. And my soul, what?
Knows right well.
Y'all remember that scripture?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 19, you'll need to have your scripture I'm giving y'all. Psalm 19:14. All right. Now, so that's the immune system. Notice what it said. The next thing I'm going to say about the immune system keep you healthy and prevent infection.
Yes.
Keep you healthy. God made us, boy. We
yes, sir.
We just didn't know what we're working with.
Yeah. Right.
You got to know what you're working with.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Now, here go the negative, but we got to talk about it in a minute, right? But because of bad nutrition. What I say?
Bad nutrition.
What the next thing is?
Unhealthy lifestyle.
What else?
Environment.
What else?
Immune system.
Can lead to illness and infection and then disease that they may call. And so that's why a lot of time, when you get to that degree, and at large, I have to say this, why it's an undercover meeting, at large, the medical field don't know what to do with it. So they label it incurable. See, if you don't understand the whole system, if there's a whole nother system been set up to deal with. Let me say that. Deal with y'all.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah.
And once you become educated and get the fear out, to know that your body fighting all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what you're dealing with diabetes, you're dealing with high blood pressure, whatever you're dealing with, cancer, your body fighting all the time. If you get in there with your body.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You see? But if you don't have none of these things now, prevent it.
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, a man was old and he he had authorized, he had all this thing. He says, he went to a minister and says, he said, well, how you got all these diseases? He said, man, I'm 82. I'm supposed to have that. Wow. He said, well, what the hell you come here for me to lay a hand on for you if you're supposed to have it? Yeah. Bothering me, you go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
No, that actually happened.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I'm one of a few cussing preachers. I never thought I'd be one, you know, but sometimes you got to shock y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all perk up when you say something like hell.
Yeah.
Y'all, but that's what happened when you don't know no better. You think at a certain age you got to have a certain thing.
Yes, sir.
No, that didn't the way the Lord, Joshua was 87 years old, so give me the mountain. Huh?
Yes.
That's right.
Moses died with his eyes not dim. He's blessed all the way.
That's right, sir.
Okay. All right. Then I talked to you a little bit. I sure don't want to go no, I'm sure not going no rest home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if I'm 140. Don't take me to no rest home. Put me on the back porch.
Yeah.
I stand a better chance. 20 below zero. I stand a better chance on the back porch.
Yeah.
Sure, if I go there, I'm a dead duck if I go there. Don't take me there. No. I don't want no hospice either.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see, I haven't gone spiritual yet.
Yeah.
Because y'all spiritual. Through a series of steps called the immune response. See, you got a city in you. And the immune system, let's use our imagination. The sirene go off. And everything started moving real fast. It's emergency.
Yeah.
See, that immune system respond. The immune system attack organism and substances that invade body system and cause disease.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, sir. Wow.
Yes,
sir. See what happened when we come up with something, we just have worked too much against ourselves.
Yeah. Right.
In what we're changing now, right?
Yes, yes, right.
Right.
So I don't just want to talk in the past. I want to talk about it right now. We're doing somebody. This is Sunday evening. We out here, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. One of the important cells involved a white blood cell,
mm-hmm.
which seek out and destroy disease,
yes.
causing organism or substances, diseases, organism or substances that cause problems. And white blood cells look for it.
Yeah, right.
That's just their job. White blood cells are produced or stored in many locations in the body, including the thymus, the spleen. They take your spleen out and tell you you don't need it, and bone marrow.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Boy, you need everything you got.
Yes,
yes. Yes, sir.
Nobody tell you too much. You don't need this. Why, what God put it in there for?
Yeah.
Now I might not pronounce this word. Put this word up on the board. For this reason, they call the, and some of y'all smart people get it, lymphoid organ, I think. Lymphoid organ, that's right? Yeah, you're all smart folk. What'd you say? All right, you said it, I ain't saying it. You're right. The white blood cells circulate through the body between the organs and nodes via lymphatic vessels and blood vessels. See, they circulate, I'm almost through here because in this way, the immune system works in a coordinated manner to monitor the body for germs or substances that might cause problems.
Wow. Wow.
See, that's why we got those seven things, your lifestyle, what you eat, and all that stuff. You got to know about it because you're fearful and wonderful made, and your body is built to handle attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not, you know what your body, you know, my house is built that, you know, you can't just get in my house. But if I break in my own house, and so who gonna stop me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I break in and rob my wife.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. We letting these things break in.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Wow.
But it's really not the thing breaking in. Who is breaking in?
Yes, sir.
It's you breaking in.
Yes, sir.
So you've been breaking in, interrupting your health.
Yes, sir.
But now you're doing something about it.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
I feel a whole lot better.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me feeling don't have nothing to do with it. Get out of my face.
Yes,
I like to feel good.
Yes, sir.
I like to get up and don't feel nothing. Talking about no aches and all this stuff.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? And you men, your sex life.
Yes, sir.
Y'all are listening now. You take these herbs,
yep.
You better make sure your wife loves you. You're going to be in trouble. You'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
You got a crazy wife. Don't take these herbs.
Yeah.
Romance and court are wild, then take a whip after that. I'm telling you. I should know, I'm older than most all you boys up in here, except Melvin.
Yeah.
You don't want food no Viagra.
Right, yeah.
I know two men got killed. One before he died, he said, that's that pill, that was the pill.
Yeah.
Kill him. I got one brother say when it's over, it's just over. See, he ain't killing himself. The lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is the garbage collector sewage system. It is connected to every organ in your body.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a network of tissues and organs to help rid the body of toxin, waste, and other unwanted material. Are y'all listening to me and see? All right. I was right. The lymphatic system has 45 points of lymphatic fluid. And the job of the lymphatic fluid is to take the dead cells of the body and deliver it to the bloodstream. We get rid of 1 billion dead cells an hour. I had no idea. But that's the way God made that thing to keep running, you see.
Yes,
the lymphatic, because I want to get something out. The lymphatic system picks the dead cell, deliver them to the bloodstream, and the bloodstream then deliver this waste, toxin, to one of the channels of elimination. Now you got five.
Right.
How many of you know you had five channels of elimination?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see we ain't got many hands up, so I'm gonna get to it. Here they are, you ready? Watch out, the colon, lungs, you hear?
Yes.
Kidneys, skin, and the vaginal tract for the women. We got five. These are the five channels. It got to be some elimination now.
Yes, sir.
That have an outlet of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I heard a man tell of a woman who had a bowel movement twice a year.
Wow.
So that means that stuff can stack up in there.
Yeah.
That colon now. You see, and people carrying this big stomach, that's the colon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a whole lot of stuff up now.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Got to get it out. Tell somebody. You got to get it out. Tell somebody. Got to get it out. Yeah. So those five systems. Now, so that's why sweating is good.
Right.
My wife and I sit in the sauna about half hour a day. We got one in our home. That's why I want you to get your money too.
Right,
yes, sir. Right, sir. Come next. I get an hour and a half massage every Monday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Every Monday. See that massage? I find you tell you drink plenty of water after you get a massage.
Right.
Then stir all that stuff up in that lymphatic system, in that blood system,
by
massaging your body and your organs are getting massaged, and that stuff is stirred up. You drink the water, get out.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
See, that's $160. All day long.
Yeah.
See, Lord Jesus, add up a month.
Yeah.
I'm worth it.
Yes, sir.
You better love yourself.
Yeah.
Or you can't love nobody else.
Yeah.
Y'all better talk about somebody first, you second, last. You better try to love yourself.
Yes,
God told you love yourself.
Yes,
you better talk good to yourself.
Yes, sir.
Start losing them pounds, looking in the mirror and say, God, you look something good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's right. Love yourself.
Yes,
see, now religion will run me down the road.
Yes,
now you got to love everybody else. You crazy that I'm going to love everybody, I ain't going to love myself?
Yeah.
Till you love yourself, you take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get you to love yourself so you quit eating crazy.
Yeah.
You're like this, you know. And then you hear my voice say, put it down. Put that down.
Put it down.
All right. We have 15 pints of blood. And the bloodstream circulates the body 9 times a minute. It's about every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Wow.
Went through. And you got to go through all these systems, you know. Then we have 2 internal, the lymphatic and the liver. And these 2 dump into 1 of the 5 elimination channels. I want you educated. If this flow is impaired, the fluid becomes thick and toxic.
Wow.
The cells, say the cells.
The cells.
Which rely on the lymphatic system for elimination become less efficient and sluggish as they fill with their own ways. So the lymphatic system, which in a healthy person is a life-sustaining system. Got it?
Yes,
the lymphatic system, which in a healthy person is a life-sustaining system, now become a breeding ground for infection. Because you didn't put too much stuff in there.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But you're putting it in too fast for the system to work to take it out.
Yeah.
Because the system, the world system, has a line itself up with advertisement and different type of flavors and got us eaten by flavor.
Yeah.
And not even concerned what the content is.
Yeah.
Yes,
we take Alka-Seltzer, we take Tums, we take all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take Alka-Seltzer, you know. I don't need none of that now.
Amen.
See, you young people, I pray y'all catch it. Know how to go through this, get on this stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
When the fluid enters the bloodstream, which is part of the normal process, infection can now spread to any organ in the body. I got one more page now. Then I'll be. Many viruses, bacteria, and parasites. Remember those things. Viruses. When you're eating them fruit, just think about viruses, bacteria, and parasite stay locked within the lymphatic system when it is in a sluggish state. The end result is illness.
Yeah. Wow.
That is why it's important to eat raw food. Listen, the food is the biggest problem we have because it has no nutrition in it.
Yeah. Wow.
That chocolate cake that I had him bring, he wasn't bringing it on.
Yeah.
I had him bring it. And no nutrition. It was so good.
Yeah.
It melted in your mouth, man.
Yeah.
But it had no, and I knew it. I knew it. I knew it, but I psyched myself out.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna eat nothing tomorrow. Sure enough, set to the table, get told to these boys, give me a small piece. And so they follow suit so they can put it on me. They wanted a piece anyway, but they were, you see, I hope Dad takes them tonight. Listen to this. Raw food has its own digestive enzyme. Do not have to take any Rolaid after you eat raw food. In raw food is the energy and the ability to digest it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And even if you don't eat raw, if you lightly steam, you're still getting the energy from your food.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't cook the food all night long. And you know, now I'm going to say this. You can do what you want. I ain't using no microwave no more. Something got to be going on wrong. That's too fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
The microwave is faster than McDonald's. I believe something going on. That's why heating that food too fast. My mama wouldn't eat none of that. Mama said, no, something wrong with this thing. And my mom was a housewife. She never worked. It was back in the day when women was at home. Then the women want equal right. Yeah. So they out there now. Trucks and everywhere. That's the worst move y'all ever made. I want my equal right. No, I don't want it. So even if you don't eat raw food, if you lightly steam, you're still getting the energy from the food, and that energy is found in the blood and the lymphatic system. All right. Now let's connect the supernatural with this. Let's connect the supernatural for a few moments. Some things that I want to share with you that I think are going to be a blessing to your heart and give you the anointing to deal with these things. You need an anointing. Okay. Because my health is supernaturally supplied, put that up, that's number one. It cannot be taken from me. Therefore, give me the numbers, don't give me the whole thing. Therefore, I have decided to walk in the God kind of health all my days on earth. Hallelujah. They're trying to get it. That's another one of the health agreement. That's the principle. I already went through that. Number one, under the apostolic seal. Because my health is supernaturally supplied. You heard it?
Yes, sir.
It cannot be taken from me.
Cannot.
Wow. Therefore, I've decided to walk in the God kind of health all the days of my life. Y'all decided already?
Yes,
sir. All right. All right. Now, you know if you're dealing with something, you know if it was genetically, that you'll all eat at the same thing.
Right.
Because if you were eating healthy, it would be the change.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, notice this next one. The spirit of health. Say this one with me. The spirit of health is on the inside of me. Hold, pause right there. Think about it. Turn to Romans 8:11. The spirit of health. I feel anointing coming down, man. I feel anointing and tears. I won't cry. The spirit of health. Lord, put the spirit of health is on the inside of me. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Quicken, make it alive, move sickness and disease. We're not dying around here ahead of time.
Hallelujah.
No, and I'm not there. I don't want no wheelchair. I don't want no stick. None of that. Walk it out. Just talk to me, girl. Walk it out. Talk to them. We're going to walk it out. Say, we're going to walk it out. I wish I'd catch one of y'all not saying what I'm saying. I'm going to put you out of here. Take your ticket. I said, we're going to walk it out. Got me out here on Sunday evening. I say something, you don't repeat it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
You know, I lose it sometimes. I want people to have it so bad, you know. There's a lot of studying. Get all this stuff together. Take a lot of studying, a lot of praying.
Yeah.
Go out there and I tell you, say something, you look at me like this. I saw a preacher, one of my sons. Yeah, Mr. Servant, I'm talking about making him a millionaire.
Yeah.
He stand there with his little suit on, with his head straight up, all proud. He ain't saying nothing. I got hot. You remember?
Yeah.
My goodness. All right, go back to it. Because of my health is supernaturally. No, the spirit, number two. The spirit of health is on the inside of me. Come on.
The spirit of health is on the inside.
Remember that. Right. Not only is the spirit of health within me, come on.
Not only is the spirit of health within me.
But the spirit of health is upon my body to the glory of God.
Wow.
Now the thing is, we didn't know that. 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? That's what it start off with a question. You see. What? You've been around here all this time, 47 years, and didn't know this? What? What? No, you're not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Come on, church.
Yes,
what
sir.
Is in you?
Yes, sir.
What you have of God,
yeah.
And you can, this body belong to God. You can't do what you want with it. Go to the next verse.
That's good.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God. Notice how I say, in your what?
In your body.
in your body and in your spirit with your God. How you glorify God in your body? Being healthy, being well. Let it run its course. The biggest stance you're going to have to make is with the fork and the spoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the declaration should be for the body of Christ, faith and herbs.
Faith and herbs, right.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
I think that's the declaration.
Yes, sir.
Faith and herbs. You ain't going to hear this everywhere now. You ain't going to hear this everywhere.
Faith and herbs.
And then some people, and I tell you what, one of the things you don't want to do is go trying to convince some imbecile.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Amen. All they're going to do is make you discouraged. Just go ahead and get your help.
Yeah.
And then they're going to come to you. Girl, you used to drag that leg.
Yeah.
What happened? What doctor you went to? I went to Dr. Jesus.
Yeah.
And he corrected my mind
of
how to get my body healed for what the Father had already put here for me to be healed. To the glory of God. Wow. Man.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Whew.
God, people have been suffering so much, man.
Yeah.
We ignorant preachers. We've been just as ignorant as the people. My people are destroyed.
Yeah.
Like an eye. And not that people won't do it. You got to know it, though.
Yeah.
So they go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Doc give you a pill and they go back and take his.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how many doctors commit suicide a year? 100.
Wow.
And the women doctor commit more than that.
Yeah.
The pressure. We got some good doctors, don't get me wrong. And I'm not against doctors, but I'm against the whole system that just constantly working on something they can't work on.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
What Jesus said, you know what?
True.
What did he do?
Free.
Saying where you get healthy.
Yes,
know the truth. All right. My soul, so important that scripture say my soul should right well know it. And then John said in 3 John, beloved, worship above all things, your prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, right?
Yeah.
And the Bible says, through patience you possess your soul. So on this journey, you're going to need patience because it took you 25 years to get in this wreck.
Right. Come on, sir.
And don't be pointing your finger at me tomorrow. He told me. I told you the truth.
Yeah.
Get on up out of my face.
Yeah.
It's between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
And if you do the right thing, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
You can't be drinking no gallon of milk, and you're the only one drinking milk, animal drinking milk from somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
You can have coconut milk, and what else? Almond milk.
Yes, sir.
We know to make all kind of dessert, but we know them things, don't we? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yeah. You know, and black folks. I got some white members here. They know that I got to talk to these black folks a minute. Black folks are barbecue in a minute.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
I know. All day long. I used to boil crawfishes all day long. Put 5 boxes of salt in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't soak it too good, you know.
Right.
I just, you know, people don't need to spread this ignorant out in the public like this. Well, finally, my wife concerned about it, and my daughter-in-law, about, I told you about the Hallelujah book with recipes in it. You can get that, but we're going to work something out. I'm about to fly a chef into my house and let her stay with me 4 days.
Wow.
And teach Joanne some stuff. and she's going to go to the supermarket with Joanne. I'm going to make Joanne write everything down so I can have it the rest of my life.
Yes, sir.
And that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
I ain't tired yet. So my soul says yes to good health, ready to flow with the Holy Spirit, and my spirit that is in total agreement that health belongs to me and cannot be taken by no force, because health is a gift of God.
Yes.
Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20.
Yep.
How do I prepare my soul? It says, my son, attend to my words.
Yes,
incline thine ear unto my saying. Pay attention. Next verse. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Heart sometimes, many times is changeable with soul. Go ahead. Look at this. Look at this. For they are life unto those that find them. Health to what? That's your kidney, your liver, your pancreas. That's all of them. You remember the scripture he said in Psalm 107, verse 20? What did he say?
He sent his word to heal them.
Deliver them from
all their destruction.
All their destruction. And then one translation said, deliver them from an early grave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Sure enough, if you keep eating wrong, you're going to early grave.
Yes.
That's right.
Or you was dead.
Yeah.
See, we're talking about not suffering before you die.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When you get ready to die, you're not going over again. Y'all come here, I want to talk to y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm about to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
I read that many years ago.
Yeah.
A powerful man of God did that, and it was like a party. He knew his time was up. He lived a long life, and I'm not talking about no 70, 80.
Right.
And he just told himself, I'm going to see y'all later. And they thought he was going on vacation somewhere.
Wow.
So I wrote here, I applaud God how he has fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made my body. Now, we need to affirm that. So go ahead and say that. Say it again.
I applaud God how he has fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made my body.
Say it one more time. See, you got that scripture, Psalm 139:14, in the Word to tell you that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm talking about this vision, the vision of this church,
yes,
and the call that I have in my life. I wrote this one. This is a health agreement given to this vision, so that we are given an invitation to the visitation of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And God gives it this vision to this ministry. To take it around the world. See, I got my sons, the churches, I don't know how many churches I got under me, but they'll take a hold of that and start teaching their people all over the United States.
Yes, sir.
And it goes on, said, to the invitation to the visitation of Christ until many manifestations and demonstrations over sickness and disease that must be removed from our midst is happening now. Now, if you've been trying to do anything I'm telling you, you're trying to do it, you're on your way.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, sir.
Amen.
We are not moved by what we see, about what we feel, but our faith is changing what we see and what we feel.
Yes, sir.
All right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The reality of the whole matter is that health belongs to me, and health I have in Jesus' name. Come on. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I think this is grand. The Bible says things that are not possible with men, all things are possible with God. If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Then they say with God, nothing is impossible, right?
Right.
That's three scriptures. All right. Now, for possibilities, to become realities, there must be cooperation.
Yes,
sir. Now, you just can't quote the scripture. Yes, you got to cooperate.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
No doubt.
See, what I'm trying to do is align you on the runway for your assignment, how to take your health back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're coming in alignment with your healthy rights.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's nothing incurable.
Nothing.
There's nothing impossible. Faith face it all.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The word of God face it all. You can't, but you got to work with the word.
Yes.
You see, we thought we can pray and say.
Right, right.
And eat all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
And say, I wonder why it ain't working.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
It's not working because you're not working it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
See, do you understand? Our appetite had been sabotaged.
Yes.
Never heard that.
Right.
The system have sabotaged our appetite,
yes,
and we call bad food good eating and good food bad eating.
Yeah.
That's how ripe our appetite is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, in life, if a woman raped, it take a while to get over that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That Big Mac is fast and it tastes good.
Yeah.
That song is fast, boy. They have it out. Say, what you want? By the time you get to the money, they got it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But oh, after you eat it, you sit down, you feel so bad.
This
nasty thing, this thing. But you then the next time your body won't get it.
Yeah.
This is what everybody doing. We eating this Big Mac town.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
How many former Big Mac eaters I got in here? Why you don't eat them fries when they get cold? Because they turn to their real substance.
Yeah.
Good laugh. Say, go ahead on, Reverend. Move on. Move on. What chapter? Come on. What verse? Nah, I got my foot on this.
Yeah.
It's just going to change.
Our
appetite has been raped.
Yes, sir.
Good, delicious food that God have made.
Yes, sir.
You know, they sent me, stuffed bell peppers for lunch today. And some other things, you have an appetite and different things, all was healthy. And they asked me, did I want some fruit? Well, I didn't want no fruit. So my son-in-law got, him and Joanne got together and made me some ice cream.
Yeah.
With what, Jesse?
Coconut milk.
Coconut flesh.
Frozen strawberry.
Frozen banana. Put it in a mixer. Agave nectar, not the whole bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like eating strawberry ice cream. I say, you say something about kale, you can take kale and something else and make. Yeah, somebody talk to me in here. Talk to me, yeah. Y'all better learn some of this stuff. Hmm? You want to get you some? You need an ice cream mixer? What do you need? What are you doing in what? You're doing your Vitamix. You got a Vitamix? You're doing the Vitamix.
All right.
I mean, less than 3 minutes. We just don't know.
Yeah.
There you go. Right, children. John said, right. right tonight. Right and right. That is. I love it. Wow. Dates. We forgot to put the date. Dates. Yeah. Ron's going to stop on the way home.
It don't have all them calories in it either.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm about to close here. We're gonna, it's Sunday evening, about an hour, been going about an hour. Let me just get into this a little bit. Health is a gift from God that cannot be taken from you. You got that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It must be surrendered by ignorance.
Wow.
You see that, John? It got to be surrendered by ignorance. The devil can't take it from you because God built it above him. All of us who are sick in here, we surrendered our health through ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody can just go and say, make me sick.
Yeah.
See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me get another point now. The deception of sickness must not be your lot.
Yeah.
That you got to be on medicine the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, most doctors will not take you off of medicine. Blood thinner. Plavix, and there's another one. Coumadin. All right. There's a, in the drugstore, I don't pronounce this thing right, because it's spelled, but I think I call it Notoconaz. It thin your blood faster and better than the medicine, with no side effect. I had a man, I tried to get him on it, he was a little scared. He finally made his mind up, since he's been studying his health stuff, that it'll work. See, them doctors have us so under their thumb.
Yeah.
That's right. I ain't take nothing. So if you take these, you go to a restaurant, you gonna have a different color.
Yeah, that's right.
What you all upset about?
Yes.
You eat the other junk.
Yeah.
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 Write down 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. I'm gonna move a little faster. You must embrace your health by believing and receiving what is rightfully yours by redemption.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Number two, may the word of God renew, resurrect, restore, refresh, and rediscover the reality of God's health in you through the Christ you serve.
Yeah.
3 John 2, right? 3 John 2 with that. I'm moving kind of swiftly now. May you abound in health. May you what?
Abound in health.
By the power of your believing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now give me Romans 15:13. Acts 10:38. Let me quote Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Now give me that Romans 15, because I don't know, it's not a Romans 15. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Listen very carefully, you're going to miss me. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Stop yielding to the crisis of health and yield to the Christ of health.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Apostle.
Got that? Yeah.
Got that?
Yes, sir.
Galatians 4:19. Colossians 1:27. Give me both of them. Give me one. Give me Galatians 4:19 quickly. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Give me Colossians 1:27. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. The hope, you got a healer on the inside of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See this, we're talking about supernatural healing.
Yes.
When the super and the natural
get
together,
yeah,
boy, you got something going on.
Yes,
health wisdom comes to the body of Christ, to the believer who will receive it.
Yes,
sir. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Right, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, went over verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that your body is a temple? No, whoever defiled a temple.
Yeah.
We've been defiling the temple.
Right, yes, sir.
I need to see that scripture here. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Keep going. If any man what?
Defile.
Now, with our understanding, what have we been doing?
Defile.
Now, I tell y'all what I did, my wife and I did, in our prophecy, we repented.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Lord, I've been messing this body up. And man, the devil has been me. Ask you to forgive me and give me strength to change this perverted appetite I got. Perverted appetite.
What?
I didn't have that in mind. Just come out. Perverted
appetite.
I don't think you'll find that in no book.
No, sir.
But you got it now.
Yeah.
Now you got something to chase yourself. Yeah. You're going to eat wrong, you perverted thing. You go ahead and put your mouth. Perverted.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you discouraged
yeah.
sometime. You know, every now and then I know you're going to mess up. I know that. I ain't getting on liking for it, though. Ever-increasing health is mine now. Say that.
Ever-increasing health is mine now.
From this day forward,
from this day forward
I accept my total health
from God.
All right. Yeah, amen. Right, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 again down on that. Quickly, come on, quickly. I'm going to have stand up and we're going to do some affirmation and we'll be through. I'm ready to embrace my health. Come on.
I'm ready to embrace my health.
By obeying the health laws of God.
By obeying the health laws of God.
Operating in His original plan of health. Romans 12, 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
All right, stand up. Let's do this affirmation. And then we're going to receive an offer.
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to give.
Yes, sir.
And you know we had a move of God yet this morning.
Yes, sir.
So let me repeat to you so in case y'all don't know it.
Yes, sir.
Stop sowing like a cow.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many thousand dollars they brought up and put in my hand today.
Yeah.
Because we had stop sowing like a cow. A coward sow less and expect more.
Right.
A coward sow a little stingy seed and expect somebody to give him something.
Yeah.
But they're tight cell.
Yeah.
God ain't talking to nobody for you.
That's right. Yes, sir.
If you ain't sowing.
Yeah.
Now if you sow, God will talk to people for you.
Right.
Yes, he will.
All right, here we go. I believe in health.
I believe in health.
I will speak health.
I will speak health.
I will think health.
I will think health.
I will eat healthy.
I will eat healthy.
And I've decided to be healthy.
And I've decided to be healthy.
All that pertain to health.
All that pertains to health.
And total well-being.
And total well-being.
Cometh to me now.
Cometh to me now.
All stronghold.
All stronghold.
About my health.
About my health.
I pull down now.
I pull down now.
All wrong imagination.
All wrong imagination.
About my health.
About my health.
I cast down now.
I cast down now.
I declare my health.
My health.
Coming. From the Lord. Lift your hand and praise God.
Leave
that on the board. Leave that on the board so they can get that, so they can confess that. Confess it. And but that they can make this affirmation over their bodies.
Yes, sir.
That's a powerful man. Now that came out of my spirit.
Yes,
sir. I wrote that. And I'm going to write some more for you.
Amen.
Some affirmation that you can say.
Yes,
and you see, you're renewing your mind.
Yes,
and you're restoring your soul
yes,
to the right thing. All right, sit down, get an envelope, let's give. Don't give like no coward.
Yeah. All right.
Sowing like a coward.